It's the Christmas story. We heard it read in part. Let me just share it with you. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. And everyone went to his own town to register. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, wrapped him in cloths, placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths, lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. The angelic announcement at the birth of Jesus, "I bring you good news of great joy." This morning, that's in many ways the simplicity of Christmas. It's good news. You can imagine, and maybe you've been there in sort of a negative situation. Maybe it's a doctor's visit. The call that you get after the doctor's visits, you need to come in for more tests. And all of a sudden, sort of the red flag goes up because we know that's not a good thing. There's worry, there's fear, there's anxiousness. You begin to run through all the scenarios of what it could be, what could be wrong, and what you're going to do if it's that is wrong. But then, the good news. The test came back negative. Nothing's wrong. You're in perfectly good health. Maybe there's a surgery that's scheduled, and it's the serious kind. People have died during that kind of surgery, or maybe the doctor's word, if the surgery doesn't work, if we don't get it all, there's nothing that we can do afterwards. But then, a few hours later, the doctor's visit again. The good news, we got it all. You're fine. Everything's going to be okay. The surgery was perfect. All of us as parents in the room have perhaps been through the situation, just a quick glance away, only to turn back and see that our child was not where we left them. And you know, in that moment, the sheer panic, the dread, the punch in the gut, sort of take your breath away kind of feeling, the inner turmoil that is really unexplainable and indescribable. I remember a few summers ago, we were in Missouri and we were on one side of a college campus and folks were watching at the time Sophie, who was young, just a baby, on the other side of the campus. And in our room, all of a sudden, one of the leaders shows up in the doorway and I go to talk to her and she tells us, "We can't find Sophie." I remember to this day the walk across the campus and walking through the hallways of the dorm where she was at, and just that sense, that inner, I almost feel the uneasiness even now in describing it, the unsettling, the sort of, this can't be happening. We've got to find her. This is terrible. This is the worst thing ever. Only then, the good news that sort of resounds through the hallway, "We found her. She's okay." Sophie was actually, oddly enough, where she was supposed to be, taking a nap. She just covered herself completely up in the blankets and wasn't seen when they looked. Maybe you can think of it the positive. Maybe it's a job application. This is the perfect job. This is what you've been hoping for, what you've been wanting. We read a few emails a little bit ago. Maybe it's a more serious kind of, I need a job, or the rent's not going to get paid, or the groceries aren't going to be on the shelf. But then the phone call, another interview. You made it to round two of the process. And then the real phone call, the good news, you've got the job. You maybe remember it, some of you in the room, when your children came to you and said, hey, you're going to be a grandpa. You're going to be a grandma. I still remember it to this day. It was a number of years ago now, Christmas, when my sister and brother-in-law announced to my dad and mom that she was pregnant and they were going to have a baby. I didn't know my mom could yell that loud. I didn't know she could jump that high. The good news that you heard, that you experienced in that moment, some of you can remember. The angels declared, I bring you good news of great joy. And still it's true, really it's true. Christmas, Bethlehem, the birth of Jesus, it's good news. The good news of Christmas, Jesus is my Savior. Again, it's the Christmas story. This time the angel's message to Joseph, the angel appeared to him in a dream. Don't be afraid to take Mary home, because what's conceived in her is from the Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. It's the good news of Christmas. Jesus is my Savior. The good news of Christmas, because of that, not only is Jesus my Savior, God is my Father. In Romans chapter 8, you did not receive a spirit of fear, makes you a slave to fear, but you received the spirit of sonship, and by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are children of God. I heard this story of a lady that was going through a difficult time, not unlike we experienced yesterday. And things were so difficult for her, she couldn't pay the rent. And she sort of locked herself into her home. And she decided, I'm not coming out, and I'm not going to answer the door, because I know they're just going to come and they want money, but I have no money. She was a part of a church, and the church knew her story. Her husband had died. It had just been tragedy after tragedy. There was medical stuff that she had faced. They knew what she was going through, and they decided as a church, we've got to help this lady. And so they went and they knocked on her door, but she didn't answer. I have no money. I know who's ever at that door wants my money. They want me to pay the rent. They want me to pay the bills. I have none. And they come back to the church. Pastor, we delivered, but nobody answered the door. We'll go again. And they go again and they knock, but nobody answers the door. Finally, the pastor decides, I'm going to go. She'll know my voice. She'll know that it's me, not anybody else, and she'll answer the door. And he knocks and knocks and knocks, and he lets her know, hey, you got to open up. We want to help you. Wait till you see what we've got, until finally she opens the door and they're able to help. And he asks, why did you take so long? And she responded, I thought you were coming to collect the rent. Listen, so many people think that God comes knocking and he's coming to collect the rent. And you don't want to answer. It's the rent collector. Oh, he's going to cause me trouble. All he wants is my money. All he wants is my stuff. All he wants is to mess up. And there it is. It's God that's knocking. And what he really wants to do is he wants to make you a son. He wants to make you a daughter. The good news of Christmas, Jesus is my Savior. God is my Father. And the Holy Spirit is my power. That's the message to the disciples in the book of Acts, really the entire New Testament church. But you'll receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. Do you know what it is? Christmas morning, and the one thing you forgot, the one thing that's needed, when your kids open that toy that they wanted all year, and you read the little sign on the box, batteries not included. And all of a sudden, no, there's not a battery to be found in the entire house. The good news of Christmas, batteries included. Listen, whatever it is that God calls you to be, whatever he calls you to do, you have the power. The Holy Spirit is your power. When life gets rough, when the devil attacks, when all seems stacked against you. You have the power. The Holy Spirit is your power, that you might live life more than a conqueror in Him. The good news of Christmas, Jesus is my Savior. God's my Father. The Holy Spirit is my power, and heaven is my home. Aren't you glad for that today? 1 Corinthians chapter 15, death has been swallowed up in victory. The message reads like this: death swallowed by triumphant life. Who got the last word, O death? O death, who's afraid of you now? Unless the rapture happens first, we all die. But in fact, scripturally, that's not quite right. In Christ, we don't die. We triumph over death. We live eternally in triumphant life. Today, as angels did back in the day, I declare to you the good news of Christmas. Jesus is your Savior. God is your Father, and the Holy Spirit your power, and heaven your home. If it's new for you this morning, I declare to you the good news of Christmas. Jesus can be your Savior. God can be your Father, the Holy Spirit your power, and heaven your home. May the good news be now a source of great joy for you this week, this coming Christmas day, and for, in fact, many weeks and many days to come. Father, I thank you for our time together today. It has been a great, it's been a great party. It's been a great celebration. We just get to hang out. We get to laugh. We get to have fun. We get to eat. We get to fellowship with one another. It's just good. And we do it all as we remember the good news of Christmas. Lord, I pray that for every single one in this room, the good news would be a source of great joy. No matter what's going on in our lives, that it would be the great joy of the good news that resonates in our hearts and in our minds and in our spirits through this coming week. Thank you, Jesus, that you are our Savior. God, that you would be our Father. Holy Spirit, that you would give us the power. And thank you that heaven can be our home. Lord, I pray that for the one that needs to hear that, because as of yet, the truth of the matter, Jesus, they've not made you to be their Savior. God, they've not accepted you. They think you're the rent collector still. They don't understand. You've come to make them a son. You've come to make them a daughter. They're still not wanting to open the door because they're afraid of what's on the other side. For that one, Father, I pray that you would speak to their heart and that you would help them to open so that they may receive all that you have for them. In Jesus' name, we pray all of these things. Amen and amen.